It's going good. Getting to know the guys. Happy to get out there and do football stuff. And, you know, looking forward to getting the pads on and getting the season started.
What have you learned about your neighbor on the line, Kevin Dickerson? How are you guys looking at this?
I think we're very similar how we play. You know, I'm a bit more quieter on the field. You know, I keep to myself, and, you know, he's more of a, you know, a rah-rah guy. But, you know, he's a veteran. I try to learn as much as I can from him. And I'm just trying to learn how he play and, you know, play off him and vice versa.
How do you gauge right now, as you just touched on not being in pads, how do you gauge kind of how you're coming along developing since you can't have the pads on, but knowing you will be ready for once training camp gets here?
Well, it's a good time to work on our technique. You know, things we can't do in pads, you know, get our footwork right, you know, keep our pad level down, and, you know, work on our hands and things like that and try to stand on the edge. You know, big guys like us, you know, when the pads come on, we'll get a lot of push up the middle, a lot of bull rush, but we can't do that right now. So, you know, right now we're just trying to stay on the edge and, you know, get better at things. You know, we can't do with pads on.
You think a little bit about what it's going to be like when you guys get some pads on? You can't actually see how much push you can.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. There's already a few battles in practice, as you seen yesterday with the scuffle. So, I'm just looking forward to, you know, putting on the pads and seeing, you know, what guys are like when the pads come on, because it's a whole different story. I like it, you know, obviously, you know, being a first rounder, you know, coming in as a new guy, you know, and you know, getting reps with the ones, you know, you got bullseye on you. And I like the fact that, you know, he doesn't take anything from anybody. You know, he's not gonna let himself get pushed around, and you know, that's the mentality we want for our whole room. And I'll talk to him after, and you know, I told him, you know, I'm happy he won his first fight, just be ready for a lot more. And you know, I'm just looking forward to, like I said, putting on the pads, and I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot more scuffles out there.
How'd you tell he won?
Excuse me?
How could you tell he won?
Oh, he was on top when it was all over, so that's all that really matters.
How different is this defense now with Jack Del Rio versus the one he's working in Jacksonville?
I think it's a little bit more complex when it comes to X and O's. Got a lot more veterans on the defense. And, you got people like Von Miller is on the, you know, there's not many guys like him in the league, you know, Champ Bellies and things like that. So, you know, you could do a lot more things with your personnel, and, you know, it allows everybody else to play with a little bit more freedom. And, you know, one guy doesn't have to take the toll, you know, for other guys. And it's going to allow us to play fast.
Is there anything that you could take from Jacksonville as far as knowledge of the system that you've been able to apply here? Is it pretty much
useful? Just technique-wise. You know, Jack installed some things in Jacksonville that they kept when he did leave. So I'm all familiar with some of the, you know, the verbiage they were teaching here, you know, things they wanted. And, you know, that's the primary reason why I wanted to be here, just because I was familiar with the system and knowing what he wants from his D-tackles.
Is he any different as a coordinator than he was?
No, same type of guy. And those are the guys you want to play for. You know, when you come to work, you know what you're going to get every day. He's going to tell you the truth, whether it's bad or good. And, it makes your job a lot easier.
You never wonder what he's thinking.
No, you'll know as soon as you walk in the door. So that's what we want to know. You know, you pretty much when you watch film, you know what to expect, because you know what he wants and he harps on it. And I think that's the reason why they have a good defense here last year, and you know, we'll be a lot better with the guys they added.
Anything else for parents?
Nope, haven't got one yet. I'm going to keep putting on Twitter until somebody comes up with a good one. And, you know, once they come up with a good one, I'll definitely make it known and, you know, tell the guys what to call me from now on, because I've got so many nicknames. So I just want to get one and get over with. And I'm not going to tell you what they call me, so just have to. I haven't heard that yet, actually. But, you know, yeah, I'd rather that one go away and, you know, get rid of these names they give me in the locker room. So.